It's time to meet the Renfrew Wolves, brought to you by BEI. We have one more recent acquisition to speak with, brought in just under the trade deadline. I'd like to introduce you to Andrew Hopley. How did you first fall in love with the sport?
My grandpa always loved hockey, coached it, and then my dad played as well, and then he started to coach me when I was young, and I got into it really young, especially watching my brother play. My dad always putting up a big backyard rink for us too, so before I could even like play in a league, was always just messing around on the ice out there and playing with my brother and him. I played for Whippy Wildcats up until U18 when I left to go play prep hockey at Ridley College, and then luckily enough I had CC scouts scout me while I was in Lake Placid, and we thought it'd be the best fit for me to come to the CCHL.
I believe from there you got your first few games in with the Kentville 73s, and all of a sudden Renfrew came knocking.
Yep, on the trade deadline, traded here to Renfrew, and I'm really happy about it, and I was welcome. Like, I've been on the team since training camp. The staff is awesome, so I've got no complaints about it at all. Really happy to be here and just want to help contribute as much as I can.
Was it a trade that you were expecting, or was this kind of out of the blue for you?
To be honest, kind of just out of the blue. Like, we were playing Pembroke, and I got a call at 3:40 just saying, like, hey, sorry, like, you've been trading. And I was like, thanks for everything. Like, now I'm a Wolf, ready to do what I can to help this team.
Well, if they let you know in Pembroke, at least it was a short drive over.
Oh, we were playing at home, so. Oh,
cool. Quite the opposite, all right, yeah. Never mind. I guess kind of moving past that little blunder there, tell us a bit about how you play. What kind of niche do you think you fill for the Renfrew Wolves?
I think I'm a skilled guy that can add some grit to his game. I see the ice really well. My vision's there. I kind of know what's going to happen. And I'd say I'm a playmaker that can shoot the puck as well.
And, you know, the Renfrew management team spent a lot of time focusing on grit in their forward core to start the year. You know, I think with all these trades we've seen midseason, kind of shifted over to young skill to see what they can develop. But to know that you have a bit of both in your toolbox, I'd imagine you're feeling pretty comfortable about your spot on the team going forward.
My game was kind of getting changed around from how I wanted to play to add that grit to my game. And I can't take that for granted, because I've developed into that kind of player as well, which you got to be if you want to go as far as you can in hockey.
Well, that's more than fair. How about off the ice? What makes Andrew Hopley tick when he's not playing the game?
When I'm not on the ice and I'm back home, I'm usually working for my dad's landscape construction company, so really good at running the machines and stuff, but hanging out with my buddies, golfing and stuff, going to the cottage with family as well.
Well, you know, not every kid has a fallback job as they're playing junior, but I'm curious, because I think a lot of skills are very transferable both on and off the ice. Is there something that you kind of picked up working with your dad's company that makes you a better player on the ice?
Leadership, really. Like, when you're on the job sites and you got new guys that don't know as much as you do, you kind of help them. And then let's say a rookie comes in, you kind of give him your experience sort of thing, like helping each other out.
I'm sure there are plenty of other fun things you get to do that maybe don't translate as well on the ice, but still are pretty notable, right?
If it's not on the ice, operate any piece of heavy equipment.
Heavy machinery is kind of a scary thing at first. Like, how do you temper your nerves when you're operating something that big and something that could do a lot of damage like that?
I've been doing it for so long now that I don't even, like, come across that.
Okay.
I think you just got to be confident in those kind of things and know, like, if you mess up, it's all right, though.
Was the first time in the vehicle maybe difficult, or?
Me and my dad were at a job site on a Saturday, and I was just picking his brain apart about how the machines run and stuff, and I must have annoyed him enough to just give me a key, and he's like, go mess around with it and stuff. Ever since that, I've just been the, like, go-to operator on sites and stuff.
Talk about confidence, just handing you the keys like that.
Yeah. I know if I ever decide I'm done with hockey, that's what I want to do, is take over the family business.
Andrew, just before we go, you also mentioned golf, and I think you've landed in pretty much the perfect spot in the CCHL to go play golf here in Renfrew. What kind of course do you prefer? Do you prefer lots of tree lines, plenty of water? Is there a desired level of challenge?
I'll play anything, really. Like, there's a course back home called Deer Creek that me and my buddies go to a lot. It's nice, too, and it's difficult. It's got water, like, all that stuff.
How about your most desired course to play on? What's on your wish list?
Cabot Cliffs.
Cabot Cliffs
in Nova Scotia.
Take me through that. What's Cabot Cliffs up to?
It's just on the water, and just some of my buddies were telling me about it, so it just seems really nice, and it's a top 10 in Canada. So
sounds like a real links course, a real challenging one. All right. Until the snow melts, we do have some simulation golf being played in town and plenty of options still to get your swings in. Until then, Andrew, thank you so much for your time and best of luck.